It's now at the top of the hour. You're listening to Mind, Soul, and Spirit on CKUT 90.3 FM. That was Jennifer Holliday. As you know, this weekend is a big celebration for Jamaicans and for those who connect with Jamaican culture. It's 60 years of Jamaican independence, and the celebration goes on today. Sunday service at the Church of God of Prophecy in Côte de Neige. Service gets underway at 11 a.m. this morning at 5255 Rue de Sorel, just outside de la Savane Metro Station. And this evening, there'll be a very special gospel concert at 7 p.m. at the Jamaica Association, 7 p.m., featuring artists like Zena Edwards, CeCe Walker, Cleopatra Nora, and our very own president of the Jamaican Association, Brother Mark Henry, coming out of retirement for a very special performance. So come on out and celebrate with Jamaicans around the world. 60 years of Jamaican independence. Sunday service this morning at 11 a.m. again at the Montreal West Church of God of Prophecy, and this evening at the Jamaican Association at 7 p.m., a gospel concert in celebration of the 60-year anniversary of Jamaica's independence. We play Jamaican artist Jermaine Edwards with the selection Beautiful Day on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Every part of my body was in place. Many people died and never saw this day. So another day I live, I appreciate. No matter what I act through, I am mighty. Cause tomorrow I can fall down on my face. So in everything, Lord, I give you praise. And that puts a smile on my face. Lord, I thank you for sunshine. Thank you for rain.
2022. New start. New music. New attitude. Start your Sunday off right with Mind, Soul, and Spirit with Chris, Jen, and DC. 6 to 9. Spend quality time on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Remember not to form the things they are through. Yeah. Yeah, good things, great things, he's already done.
Never mind
old things that's already gone.
So let me give you the glory, glory.
deserve your love, but you love me, though I am not worthy. Took your blood and cleansed me. Now I'm walking in the light, so that all see wonders of your glory, power and your majesty. But in all that, we give you glory.
Minutes after the hour, you're listening to Mind, Soul, and Spirit on CKUT 90.3 FM, Toronto's own Kevin Adams and Voices of Praise. They got themselves a Juno Award nomination for this album. Coming up next is an interview with Toronto's Marvia Providence, the queen, the Caribbean queen of gospel music. I'm going to speak to her about her brand new album and play a couple of tracks. So stay tuned for that. We'll play a track leading into the interview. You're listening to Mind, Soul, and Spirit on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Come on, Willie, Willie, bounce with it. Shake off every shot, shot, type it, pounce, pun, with. Never, ever, ever seen a love like when it talk to me. His promises are yes, not likely. We magnify, but we don't need no glass. You've been the same in the prison in the past. Lift up your name.
You're listening to Mind, Soul, and Spirit on CKUT 90.3 FM. It gives us great pleasure this Sunday morning to introduce a living legend here in Montreal. Not in Montreal, but in Canada. You're listening to the unmistakable voice, the unmistakable ministry of Pastor Marvia Providence as she joins us this Sunday morning here on Mind, Soul, and Spirit. Good morning, Marvia.
Good morning.
Good morning, dear. Thank you for joining us this early, early Sunday morning. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. I want to go straight into a couple of questions in regards to your new release. But first, so many people know you as the Caribbean Gospel Queen. That's an endearing term. How comfortable are you with the label, and how did this label first get started?
It's not a matter of comfort or not comfortable. I mean, it's just a title. I don't know if I'm the queen. There's a lot of gifted singers out there. So it's just a matter of whatever anybody feels like calling you. So I don't have an issue with it.
I see. Okay. Now, it's been a long time since the last album. What was the delay involved with releasing I Am Anointed? Because I'm sure you have many fans who've been wanting and been requesting new music. So why this long period, this gap?
Well, folks seem to not realize that it takes a lot of money to put product out there, you know. I don't have a basement studio, and I don't own a studio.
Yes.
And to put an album out there, it costs not only the money for the music itself, you have to pay folks to get it done. It's a whole process, as you probably know. But sometimes we give the impression that, you know, it's just, you know, easy come, easy go. But it's not that easy. It's very costly. And also, as I don't know about anybody else, but it's been a journey for me. It's been quite a struggle to I'm in full-time ministry. I don't have anybody funding what I do. So, yeah, you know, so. And I didn't go into full-time ministry just to sell CDs. I went into full-time ministry because I was called into full-time ministry. So I don't have the luxury of doing things when I want to do it. I do it as he leads me.
As the Spirit leads you.
Yeah. Yes. Right.
Sister Marvia, first off, I do want to apologize over the air for messing up your name. I'm not going to lie to you. My tongue wakes up a little later than I do, so I do apologize.
Oh, I thought you were addressing me. That's why I asked. Okay.
Now, question for you. Over the past 2 years, clearly so many artists have been grounded because of the pandemic. How did the pandemic work out for you?
Wow. I don't know if I should say luckily, but I had just recorded Anointed the prior year before the pandemic, and was about to release the release when the pandemic hit. So thank God for that, because at least I had the raw material. To mix, so having that, I wasn't able to go anywhere. So financially, it was for everybody. Thank God that, you know, we got some assistance from the government. But that was it. It was difficult for everybody. But thank God during the pandemic, at least we could still do some stuff at home.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was when the song was released during the pandemic. So it was simply because it was done prior to the pandemic, which was a serious warfare anyway, because this CD was quite a challenge. And as the previous question before that about cost, it's costly in every sense of the word, not just financially, but in every aspect of the word. Ministry is very costly.
We are speaking with Marvia Providence from Toronto, Ontario. Here's the title track from the brand new album, I Am Anointed, on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Going forward, no more retreat. I'm raging war on the enemy, taking back what was stolen from me. Are you ready? Are you ready? You can't go war looking cute.
are anointed. And if your feet are anointed, and if you're under the blood, give me a Holy Ghost shout. If your hands are anointed, and if your feet are anointed, and if you're under the blood, Lord, give me a Holy Ghost shout.
8:35 after the hour, and you are listening to Mind, Soul, and Spirit. We are currently conversing with Toronto's own Caribbean queen, Caribbean gospel queen, Marvia Providence. You just heard I Am Anointed. It's currently on all digital platforms. Get yourself a copy. Sister Marvia, that song is high octane, high energy.
Mm-hmm.
High energy. Now, I have a question for you. To be able to perform a song like that, what kind of health regimen do you live by? Please tell me you're in the gym or you work out, because that sounds like a workout in itself, listening to it.
That is Holy Ghost gym.
Come on now.
No, so, natural man can.
All natural?
Yes. Yeah. No natural man can do that. That's Holy Ghost Jim right there.
Bless God. So is it safe to say that a Marvia Providence concert is lit, as the kids them say?
Yes, yes, yes.
So, Marvia, tell us about your ministry, the church ministry, the calling to minister beyond a song. How was this process? Tell us about your full-time ministry.
Well, in short, I've been singing forever, but I was called into full-time ministry in early 90s. So I went very reluctantly because that would mean that I would have to give up every 2 weeks paycheck, which kind of made me very uncomfortable. So I told the Lord, I don't know about that, but each time I tried to go out and look for a job, I got fired. So I said, okay, I get it. So it's been probably about 30 years now, just doing full-time ministry. It's just a matter of, it's just the Lord, because it's not something that I would choose for myself. Because it's been a very difficult road, not knowing, as much as we talk about faith, it's not easy to step out when you don't see what you're stepping out into. So I must say, as much as I've been in this for a long time, there's a song that says, the longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. I don't know about that.
Because
it has been literally... for lack of a better word, I won't say hell, but it's been quite challenging. it challenges every aspect of your walk with Christ, because it's not like you, especially because you have to deal with people, which is the flesh, and the flesh is not saved. So you have to really know how.
Let me ask you, if you had the choice to do it all over again, would you choose it?
I don't know if I choose it, but I would still do it because it's not a matter of what you want to do. It's a matter of what, because one of the things that has become a real thought, a real something that I really think, man, it makes no sense to be in Christianity, doing all of the stuff, and then end up dying without
mercy.
Purpose. Yeah. So that kind of, every time I think about that, I kind of wake up from whether I want to do it or not, because it's all about purpose. It's all about what you're called to do. There's a song that I love so much. It says, only what you do for Christ
will last. Yes.
Whether you like it, enjoy it or not, it's all about the purpose, building the kingdom. And also, it's not about you. It's about what you're called to do.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, as I always said, we have to, if you're created by someone or something, you have to, the only way you can be fulfilled is to fulfill what you're created to do. And we are all created for his purpose and for his glory. And as long as we keep that in mind, we can't go wrong. You know, we can build our career, put all the monies in the bank and do all these wonderful things. But if you're not doing what the Creator has created you to do, he didn't create us to get wealth. He created us to be
to serve
his servant.
Right.
Yeah, his tool, the one that to use for what he wants us to do. Mm. I'd like to be there. Hello, I'd like to do other things, but hey, you know, this is it.
Well,
I think the best kind of wealth is to live for Christ.
Amen. Amen. We have been speaking with Marvia Providence. This year, just a few weeks back, she released a brand new album. It's entitled I Am Anointed Shabbak 2.0, a live recording. Marvia, it has been a pleasure to introduce you to our Montreal listening audience. Thank you so much for a few minutes of your time.
And if I might say, I really do appreciate how candid and how real you were this morning in your sharing. I really appreciate that, and I'm sure listeners will as well.
And this is just part one. There's two parts to the album. So
all
the
right.
Next part is, because it was a long album.
Okay. Well, we're going to listen to a little bit more from the brand new album. Here's the selection entitled Love Grew Where the Blood Fell. You're listening to Marvia Providence here on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Precious blood covers me.
Got just 15 minutes to go here on Mind, Soul, and Spirit on CKUT 90.3 FM. Coming up next is the pick of the week. We want to thank Pastor Marvia Providence for a few minutes of her time. We're definitely going to continue to play some of her music here on Mind, Soul, and Spirit. But right now, here is Donnie McClurkin, Bishop Carlton Pearson with Living He Loved Me.
Oh, y'all don't know this. Glorious day. Well, living He loved me. Dying He saved me. Dying He came my sins far away. But then rising He justified me.
Bring And now, Mind, Soul, and Spirit presents
our pick of the week.
Some real talk to roll with 24/7.
Turn it up.
Good morning, y'all. My pick of the week this morning is none other than Marvin Sapp. Marvin Sapp's life story will be immortalized in film as announced by TV One. He'll be played by Marvel's Luke Cage, Chaz Lamar, and actress Amber Anderson from Starz Power Book 2 Ghost will portray the late Melinda Prince Sapp, the bishop's wife who passed away back in 2010. Now, the forthcoming biopic, aptly named after his 2007 hit single, Never Would Have Made It, will chronicle Sapp's upbringing, struggle with alcohol abuse as a teenager, his rise as a prominent gospel artist, and him falling in love with his beautiful wife, who he laid to rest back in 2010. The 55-year-old rose to fame over 30 years ago as a member of Commission and is now an author and radio show host and serves as senior pastor of the Chosen Vessel Cathedral Church in Dallas, Texas. Slated to be released August the 21st, as mentioned on TV One. Mark that in your calendar. And that is my pick of the week. Here is Marvin Sapp with his latest Relax, right here on Mind, Soul, and Spirit, CKUT 90.3 FM.
Listen, I know your bad days feel like they outweigh your good days.
Sometimes it's down. That's just the way life is. It'll turn around. I know it's difficult, really tough right now. Don't be afraid to admit you thought about quitting. Check it all out. What you need. Don't ever doubt. Stand firm, be strong. I know he'll see you through. Just rest, is working all out. Don't you give up. You got more to do.
You're listening to Mind, Soul, and Spirit on CKUT 90.3 FM. If you're looking for something interesting to watch tonight, well, tonight is the BET, BET Her, and BET International. The 37th edition of the Stellar Gospel Music Awards kicks off at 8 p.m. tonight, Eastern Time, 8 p.m. tonight. Catch performances by Jonathan McReynolds, Mally Music, CC Winans, and on it goes. Tonight at 8 p.m. on BET, the 37th edition of the Stellar Gospel Music Awards. Speaking of the Stellar Gospel Music Awards, here's one of the artists that will be performing. Here's Jonathan McReynolds from his brand new single entitled Your World on CKUT 90.3 FM.
And then
more for me than you've done for the trees. So why would I even doubt it? If the rocks on the ground can say it, and the sky full of clouds can paint it, who am I to be here complaining? Only thinking about what I would change, yeah. This is your world.
Just 5 minutes to go before the end of the show. We're going to get in a couple of announcements, including the free back-to-school supplies and food drive hosted by the O'Brien Church of God in Ville-Saint-Laurent, 11961 Boulevard O'Brien in Ville-Saint-Laurent. It takes place next Saturday, August the... No, it's not, isn't it? Today's the 6th. Okay, so we got a couple of weeks. Saturday, August the 20th, in 2 weeks' time from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m., they'll be holding the free back-to-school supplies and food drive. So put that down in your calendars, put it in your itinerary, in your phone, and support this very community initiative by the O'Brien Church of God in Ville-Saint-Laurent.
It's actually the 7th, Christopher. I do apologize. It's August the 7th today, all day.
Okay.
All right, my favorite part of the show, and you want to send birthday love and greetings to belated birthday shout-outs to Prophecy's Lorna, Sister Lorna, who is probably one of my favorite cooks. I want to send a happy belated birthday to Montreal Soul Man, Alan Prater, Snooky Alston, a.k.a. Snooksta. I want to send a happy birthday to Barbara Cadet. And coming up, happy birthday in advance to Jason Shaw, former Montrealer for a brief moment. Danny Easton, head of Abundant Life Montreal. I'm sending birthday blessings to my former baby, Kepler, who is a keyboard phenom. I want to send birthday blessings in advance to Ben Como and mine and Christopher's mom, my mom, who has adopted Christopher. I want to send birthday blessing and love to my mommy. Happy birthday, mama.
All right. We also want to invite everybody to come and celebrate with Jamaicans around the world the 60 years of Jamaican independence. It's a Sunday service at the Church of God of Prophecy this morning at 11 a.m. and a gospel concert at the Jamaican Association at 7 p.m. You don't want to miss it. So come on out and celebrate with Jamaicans around the world the 60 years of Jamaican independence.
Environment Canada has issued a heat warning. Today looks like it's going to be a high of 31 with a chance of thunder and lightning. So you do walk with your umbrellas. Also stay hydrated. It's going to be a hot one today. It's going to be a hot one all week, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
But enjoy it to the best that you can because it will be gone in no time.
We go out with music by Vincent Bohannon and SOV. The brand new single, Jesus Save the Day.
Be blessed. Bon courage. Don't forget to tune in every Sunday morning between the hours of 6 and 9 right here on Mind, Soul, and Spirit, CKUT 90.3 FM.
Buenos días y bienvenidos a una nueva edición de Tiempo Latino en las ondas de CKUT 90.3 FM y en el internet en www.ckut.ca en la época de la pandemia.
Good morning and welcome to a new edition of Latin Time on CKUT 90.3 FM and on the internet on www.ckut.ca in times of the pandemic.
Como es habitual, esta mañana les presentaremos una mirada y comentario de las actividades culturales de Montreal con nuestras recomendaciones a cargo de Daniel Lara. También tendremos el resumen noticioso semanal